We read Isaiah 53, 4 through 6 from my last podcast. The only way a lawbreaker can be at peace with the law is to suffer the punishment that the law demands. This came from one of the commentaries that I'm reading. Jesus kept the law perfectly, yet he suffered the whipping that belonged to us. Because he took our place, we now have peace with God and cannot be condemned by God's law. Also, from the last podcast, I mentioned that Jesus bore our sins on the cross, but he also identified with the consequences of Adam's sin when he ministered to the people. Today, we have plenty of opportunities to minister to the people in our city. First, we have volunteers working on the gardens at Stratford Apartment in the West Side. Next, we will be having our food pantry at 2 o'clock at Boys and Girls Club and at Troy Avenue. Next, we will have street evangelists at Tenton Rural. And lastly, we will be showing the Passion of the Christ, the depiction of the last 12 or 8 hours of Jesus' life. So sin is serious. Isaiah call it our rebellion against God, daring to cross the line that God has drawn. That's verse 5. He also calls it sin in the sense that refers to the crookedness of our sinful nature. In other words, we are sinners by choice and by nature. Like sheep, we are born with a nature that prompts us to go astray. And like sheep, we foolishly decide to go our own way. By nature, we are born children of wrath, and by choice, we become children of disobedience. Ephesians 2:2. Under the law of Moses, the sheep died for the shepherd. But under the grace, the good shepherd, that's Jesus Christ, died for the sheep. God bless you.